I recently spoke to makeup department head designer Donald Moat about his latest project, Tron Ares. And this is Sci-Fi Talk, the podcast on how sci-fi, fantasy, horror, and comics help us explore our humanity. Here's part of my conversation with Donald Moat. I was actually surprised that they were going to make another Tron, because it's been a few years since the last one came out.
Right.
How did you get involved?
Well, you know, I guess, you know, most of, it's something we'll have to wait till next year. But all I can really say is I'm very excited about it because it's not something I knew a lot about. But when I got a call pre-strike, so for those listening who were not, you know, well, who everybody's heard about the strike by now, but pre-Writers Guild of America and SAG after strike last summer, I was working in Los Angeles, and I did get a call about, you know, a kind of a revision, remounting of Tron by the same people who had done the last one with new directors. And I was really interested in it visually. I thought it would be very interesting and a great creative team, and Jared Leto as the lead, who I've worked with before. And I found it very exciting and interesting. So here we are, we're shooting and we're halfway through in Vancouver. And it looks sensational. And I guess I'm probably only allowed to say that we have an incredible cast led by Jared Leto and Evan Peters and Jodie Turner-Smith and Greta Lee, and some incredible music, and Jeff Cronenworth is shooting it. I mean, Joachim Rauner directing it. It's kind of incredible. And it looks, and it's a departure for me to work on something like this. And you know what? I kind of love it.
There's more bite, so stay tuned. As we saw in the last movie, one of the characters from the grid, which is the virtual world, made it to our world. So I'm not giving anything away that that's part of what this is about, too, is that somebody comes over from the other side to here. So that's interesting. I would think makeup-wise, because some of the characters are like digital versions of people, that must be a little challenging, to say the least.
I can't really say very much other than I think just we'll talk again next year.
Yeah.
I think it's a departure. You know, I think it looks amazing. You know, sometimes all I can say is less is more. It doesn't have to be. Sometimes people have these imagined ideas, but I think our producers and creative people have it's creatively where I think it needs to be.
Look for Tron Ares in 2025. Where can you get customizable podcast playlists, exclusive videos, and special series like the Mix 100 and also Rewind? There's only one place, Sci-Fi Talk Plus, and there's 1,000 episodes to choose from that are uncut, and a special offer for free lifetime access, available for a limited time until May 1st. Click on the link in the show notes, but there's no anonymous signups allowed. Thanks for listening to Byte. This is Tony Tolato.